The Justice Department has announced the rules that will determine how it will distribute billions of dollars to families of those killed or injured on September 11th. Under the guidelines announced yesterday, the awards will range from a few hundred thousand dollars into the millions. Some of the families of those who died in the terrorist attacks are not sure they'll take money from the fund, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The person in charge of the Victim Compensation Fund, Kenneth Feinberg, says he's put together a formula for calculating the awards that takes into account a victim's age, earnings, and number of dependents. On the low end of the scale, the family of a single person making $10,000 a year receives about $365,000. The family of a person making $175,000 a year might receive as much as $4.5 million. That covers what Feinberg calls the economic losses. To compensate for non-economic losses, pain and suffering, Feinberg says every victim's family will receive the same amount.
I have made it clear to claimants, or eligible claimants, or families of victims, I will not play Solomon. I cannot make those distinctions, and I won't make those distinctions. Every life is valuable. On the non-economic side, we treat everybody basically the same.
The fund will begin taking claims from victims' families today. Those who are eligible will receive an immediate payment of $50,000. Feinberg says the rest of the check will go out within 120 days. Victims' families who take part in the fund are precluded from filing lawsuits seeking compensation in federal court. That leaves families with a difficult decision: stick with the fund or go to court. Steve Push works with the group Families of September 11th. He says the pain and suffering compensation is far lower than what attorneys say families would receive in court. And Feinberg's rules require income from life insurance, pensions, and 401ks to be deducted from the amount of the award. Push says families will have to talk to their lawyers and make their own decisions.
But I predict, based on the numbers I've seen today, that the vast majority of people will not want to opt into this plan. You know, they'll probably prefer to take their chances with a lawsuit, unless they change the regulations to make them more consistent with what was intended by Congress.
Push says during the 30-day comment period, he and other survivors will pressure the Justice Department to make some changes to the regulations. But some families aren't waiting. Yesterday, the widow of a man killed on September 11th filed the first lawsuit against an airline, charging United with inadequate security. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.